A Chattanooga artist is taking his paintbrushes and canvases to one of our city's most dangerous neighborhoods. He's doing it to help children in that neighborhood. In this segment, we'll find out how Charlie Newton's art classes are impacting College Hill courts. It's about 3 p.m, and children are hurrying in and out of a classroom inside the old James A. Henry School Building in Chattanooga. Some of the kids are like Brian, one of the first ones I met. He's polite and reserved.
Hello, sir.
What's your name?
Brian.
How old are you?
9.
I ask him what kind of art he's making.
Like a neighborhood picture.
Others are more energetic, rambunctious.
Okay, what you doing?
I am recording class.
What?
Many of these kids are grinning and talking loudly. And they look so excited. You'd think they were going to Disney World. Even though it's a sunny summer day outside, they actually look thrilled to be in a classroom studying art. One group has just left, another group is coming in. Charlie Newton stands over a sink and rinses out paintbrushes. The children come from the surrounding College Hill Courts neighborhood. It's an area known for gang violence and a high poverty rate. Newton says it's a tough area of town.
There's about 6 gangs in this neighborhood. There's been about 3 murders this summer of young women, young ladies by their boyfriends, and, you know, drugs, all kinds of things happening in this community.
Newton is a local artist who's been teaching in this building for about a year. His classes happen twice a week in the summers. He never knows how many children are going to be in attendance.
And each class is different because, you know, the kids that come, a few of the parents will make sure they're here. Sometimes the parents don't understand the value of what we're doing. They don't mind them coming, but they won't make sure they get here.
And what he's doing is not only teaching classes, but teaching them for free. This helps the kids learn a variety of skills.
You can teach literacy through art. You can teach math through art, the measuring, and that sort of thing.
About 20 children are here this afternoon. Newton and a couple of adult helpers pass out unfinished paintings that the children are working on.
Raise your hand, okay? Just raise your hand.
How many was here last time?
Me.
Today, they're making art that includes text.
I'm making something with creative kind of words.
That's Jasmine. She's 11. She's also using shapes and colors.
And you can paint the background and be creative. Well, some people did one color of their background, but I did a whole bunch of colors to make it real creative.
The words that some of these kids are using in their paintings come from Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X, and Egyptian monarchs and other famous people.
Elaine Locke, for instance, Africa is not only our mother, but in the light of most recent science, it's beginning to appear as the mother of civilization. And that was a quote taken from 1924.
And it's still Elaine very Locke. Relevant today.
It is.
Again, the classes are free, and Newton needs funds for art supplies and other expenses, so he's started a nonprofit. It's called Splash.
What inspired the name Splash?
Because that's what we're doing. We're splashing paint around, you know.
Newton has gotten funds from Arts Build, a Chattanooga organization that gives out community cultural connections grants. Those are for making art more accessible to underserved populations. He's also looking to partner with other people.
We're going to be looking to teach some adult classes for pay in the future to help buy supplies for the kids and everything. And we're also going to be looking to open it up to children whose parents can afford for art classes to help buy art supplies and to keep the classes going. So what I want to do is just keep the doors open.
You might say being here in this neighborhood is a homecoming for Newton. He grew up in the area. When he was a kid, he actually went to school right here, in this classroom, inside the James A. Henry building.
Oh yeah, man, this school building, my father was a custodian here. And when he broke his back, me and my brother, in the 4th and 5th grade, we cleaned this entire building. Nobody knew it, because he needed a job. So me and my brother helped him clean the entire building.
When Newton grew up, he left the neighborhood. He got his undergraduate art degree at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. and his MFA at Norfolk State University in Virginia. He became a professional artist. He's been doing it for more than 35 years now, with exhibitions in England, Italy, and the Hunter Museum here in Chattanooga. But going back to his childhood, his parents couldn't always afford to pay for art lessons, so he's returned to his old neighborhood to give free art lessons and ensure that these kids get opportunities he was sometimes denied.
Well, I may not see it myself, but we're going to impact some child in a major way.
Charlie Newton is back in his old neighborhood, and he says he's looking for himself. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller. You are listening to Around It About Chattanooga. By the way, Charlie Newton's nonprofit Splash is a 501c3 nonprofit. More information is online, splashartschool.yolasite.com. Newton also told me the artwork from these kids is going to be included during Gallery Hop. That event is coming up in September, and the kids are going to have an art display at City Hall in Chattanooga in September as well.